أعوذ بالله من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وعلى الطيبين الطاهرين. Continuing with أسماء الحسنى, today we will look at another pair of attributes which really go hand in hand, and that's Al-Khafidh, which is the abaser, and Al-Rafi', who is the exalter. If we look at Surat Al-Waqi'ah, maybe we'll try and understand from a Quranic point of view the theoethics of these attributes. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, إِذَا وَقَعَتِ الْوَاقِعَةِ, when the great event comes to pass. لَيْسَ لِوَقْعَتِهَا كَاذِبَةً, there is no belying its coming to pass. Then he says, خَافِذَةُ الرَّافِعَةِ, it will abase one party and it will exalt another. So the abaser, Al-Khafidh, is the one who will abase those who disbelieve in him, and he will exalt those who believe in them by drawing them near to him. He abases his enemies by isolating them from himself. He raises those who are attached to him by drawing them near to him. In Hadith Qudsi, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, as for your renouncing the world, you have earned your ease and comfort by it. As for your remembrance of me, you have honored me. But have you made a friend out of a friend of mine? Have you treated an enemy of mine as an enemy? And these are the questions we need to ask ourselves. See, Allah is the one who raises his creatures to honor and fame, and who can cast them down to the lowest of the low. Now, often this action is manifested in the states of those who don't recognize Allah, who do not, or rather who refuse to obey His rules, who exalt themselves in arrogance. They become tyrants who dismiss the rights of others. The one abased by Allah can only be raised by Him, and this treatment should shake the heedlessness out of their sleep. Then, although painful, that state of abasement at the hand of Al-Khafidh becomes a gift for the one who wakes up and sees the hand that raises and the hand that lowers. But sometimes it is not even recognized. If we look at Fir'aun, so many examples Prophet Musa puts to him. So many things happened where he actually saw the glory of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, yet he refused to believe. But just as he is drowning, and this is abasement by Al-Khafidh, he says, now I believe in the Rabb of Musa and Harun. And it is told to him, Al-An, now? So we've got to know that although Allah exalts and abases, the reason is always oneself. In His mercy, He delays His harsh lessons so that we may realize ourselves and change our ways. So never feel secure for our state, for our actions, both material and spiritual, because they will always result in either abasement or the rewarding exaltation of Ar-Rafi. You know, He will exalt those who have the conduct of angels, who prefer to give rather than receive, who hide the faults of others instead of criticizing, who build instead of destroy, who are strong yet gentle. He exalts them. Now let me tell you how He exalts them. He enlightens their hearts with Iman, with knowledge, with truth. He makes all the creation love and respect them. And as long as they persist in their enlightened way, Allah just further heightens their state. But once we refuse to acknowledge the purpose of creation, if we let our egos ride and lead us astray, lying, cheating, setting traps for one another, fighting each other, then we're like animals dressed up in fine clothes of kings. We may make a lot of noise and raise a lot of dust and attract attention, but we're no different than dogs fighting for a bone. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as the abaser, will strip us of these clothes and show us our real shape. And that is what Al-Khafidh does. We must try and understand it. So Abdul Khafidh protects himself and others from abasement. Such a person exalts the truth, abases lies, supports right and fights the wrong. You know, again in Hadith Qudsi, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, your piety in this life is for your own peace and comfort. Your worship, your prayer and calling on me is for the honor you receive in acknowledging me. Have you done anything for my sake alone? Have you supported the ones who are right? Have you fought against the ones who did wrong? Now, if you're threatened by an enemy, then fast for 3 days and gather together on the fourth day to recite Ya Khafid the 70,000 times, divided amongst a group of people if you're all together. And inshallah, Allah will provide protection. If you recite Ya Khafidu 889 times, then you will appear invincible to all enemies, absolutely all of them. Abdul Rafi is one who sees the magnificence of the Creator. And it's one who is exalted yet humble, who exalts others who are worthy in turn. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Allah exalts the humble and abases the arrogant. So one who understands Ar-Rafi, he's always trying to raise somebody else up. Always. Never tries to push people down. Always finds the rose amongst the thorns. If you wish to become exalted amongst people, in order to help them, lead them to the right way, recite Ya Rafi 100 times daily, day and night. And inshallah, you will find yourself exalted amongst people.